see someone, I might look above them, he says. If I'm staring at somebody eye to eye, I cannot see their eyes.
Okay, now I understand Isaac's vision problem a little bit better. He can't see well when looking straight at or face to face with something, but his peripheral vision is good. I know that the periphery of something is its outer edge, so peripheral vision must be the outer part of your field of vision. You know how you can look up, down, and to the sides without moving your head? Well, the stuff you can see above and below eye level and out the corners of your eyes is your peripheral vision. Let's keep reading. We're near the top of page 52 at the section called Adjusting to Change.
Adjusting to Change. Isaac's school wanted to help him. They provided him with a machine used for reading. It had a screen that enlarged the print in his books, but using the machine was embarrassing. They wanted me to wheel this huge thing around middle school. I was like, yeah, right, you just leave that in this room. If I need it, I'll come and get it, Isaac recalls. Isaac also began using books with large print, books on tape, and other new ways of learning. When other students saw Isaac learning differently, some teased him. Isaac remembers feeling embarrassed. It was terrible, he says. It took Isaac a while to adjust to the changes in his life. But when he decided to accept the way things were, he started to feel better. After the first 2 years, I finally realized that it didn't matter what the other kids thought, because